Judges reduce sentence of LGBT activist convicted of raping male asylum seekers. By Chris Tomlinson on July 18, 2021. A Swedish former LGBT association employee convicted of raping and sexually abusing several male asylum seekers has had his sentence reduced after an appeal. The man, 56-year-old Pablo Leyva, was sentenced to just 4 years after being convicted of 5 rapes and 2 counts of sexual assault on male asylum seekers between 2018 and 2019, while he worked for the Swedish Federation for Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer and Intersex Rights, RFSL. According to a report from Swedish broadcaster SVT, an appeal court had reduced the sentence to 3 years and 4 months due to the fact the man had been fired from his job as a result of the case. The appeal court also questioned whether or not 2 of the counts of rape had not been voluntary and acquitted the 56-year-old of the 2 counts, saying it was not proven that the asylum seekers participated unwillingly. Majid Al-Nashi, the lawyer for one of the men whose accusations of rape were dismissed, commented, "Words that are said in despair cannot be interpreted as voluntary in any way." He said something like, "Go ahead, do what you want." But he said it for the purpose that he had given up, not that it was okay. Al-Nashi added that he was now preparing to take his client's case to the Swedish Supreme Court for a review of the ruling. The case made headlines in Sweden earlier this year in March when it was revealed that the 56-year-old had been charged for raping male asylum seekers while he worked at the Stockholm branch of the RSFL. Prosecutor Paulina Bilotti of the city prosecutor's office in Stockholm stated that the asylum seekers had come to Leyva in order to get help with their asylum claims and the 56-year-old had taken advantage of them. They have understood that they have to have sex with him to get help to stay in Sweden. The plaintiffs have not participated voluntarily, Pilotti said. Later that month, 6 more asylum seekers came forward alleging that they had also been abused by the 56-year-old. According to SVT, the investigation into the allegations of the 6 men is still ongoing. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.